Swift Currents begins about 10 days before the Union Navy invades the Sea Islands of South Carolina. I was always amazed at the history of this region and its role during the Civil War, and I wanted to try and bring that history to this accounting of the first 2 years of the Civil War in these Sea Islands. But I realized that in order to tell about freedom coming to the 10,000 folks on these Sea Islands who went free when the Union Navy invaded, I also had to tell the story of slavery and the fact that these folks were enslaved as the story begins, and then about 10 days later when the Union invasion occurs, they become freed from their masters, but of course are somewhat wards of the state called contraband of war. But the story begins 10 days before that invasion, and it's with the main character Callie talking to folks on the plantation, Oakhart. And she begins speaking with one of her colleagues, who they both are mourning the passing of one of their fellow citizens in slavery. And the language begins with them speaking in the Gullah dialect. And it does not come natural to me. David Grimm was not born a Gullah speaker, and he did not know for sure how much authenticity he could bring to that. So after I had written the original draft of this and had it reviewed by a few people in the Penn Center community, it was clear to me that I needed help in order to try to make this story from 150 years ago as authentic as I could. And that help came in the form of Oshalami Lamoke, who offered one day, asked me, how's the book going? And I said, well, funny you should ask. I am right at the point where I really need help with how my folks from 150 years ago are speaking to each other. So as you will see and hear, in chapter one, early on, Callie begins speaking with Jacob, the plantation carpenter, about the passing of their friend Hezekiah. And as I read it, I simply have to assure you that I know that I am not a Gullah speaker, but I read through what has been produced carefully through the work of Oshalami Lamoke. And after we did that work and got all the dialogue in this book somewhat shifted to be representative of those times and using Gullah from the characters, then we went back over it to say, how can we make sure that this is as accessible as it can be to the reader? And in that effort, we included some translations in parentheses in the book, and there's also a Gullah glossary at the back of the book. Maybe sometime we'll have some folks read this book all the way through, and you won't have to listen to David Bruce Grimm speak his version of Gullah, but we'll have some actual Gullah speakers. But until that time, I'll read a few sections for you.